pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on the poll question, the Prairie Hills poll in one. What did you most enjoy watching this past weekend? We'll have a new poll question up for you on Monday. Still the Daytona 500 leads. Didn't know fans knew how to run a computer. Then you can also join us on the program today as we talk NFL Combine with Pete Williams, an author but also a follower of the NFL. He's followed the draft. He's been inside. He's been chronicling teams. He spent almost a whole year with the Atlanta Falcons as they prepared for the draft 2 years ago. We'll talk with Pete Williams about that. Also, girls district basketball takes center stage tonight. Kearney High's Jason Boyd will be joining us. They're looking for just their second district win in the last 10 years. They picked up their first one on Tuesday. You'll hear that game here on ESPN Radio, Kearney and Grand Island. We've got that to talk about. We'll talk about last night's boys' sub-district games. We do have the boys' district pairings that are out. The Oscars are on Sunday. Oh, everybody's making a big deal about this. But I ask you, Daddy, which event this weekend are you more interested in? The one-time-a-year event. Events that happen one time a year. Are you more interested in the Oscars?
No.
Tiger Woods in the World Golf Championships or the Bassmasters Classic?
You know, I'm going to say I'll probably watch more of the Bassmaster Classic than I will of even Tiger advancing in the World Match Play. Kevin Van Dam making a run at another title.
He's the favorite?
I think KVD, yes, would be the favorite. Of course, you got to have you would like to see Mike Iaconelli. Now, I would think Mike Iaconelli would have qualified. I do not know that for sure, but he's the guy that screams when he catches a fish. He's the one that breaks his poles when things don't go right, and the Bassmaster Association actually fined him.
He's the Mike Mattisau of
yes,
fishing.
Yes, he is the very angry, very charismatic, if you will, Bassmasters. He's the one doing the show. I think it might be on Versus or a channel like that.
You could just stop right there. If you say it's on Versus, I'm going, huh?
He's doing the show on big city fishing, like fishing like literally inside Philadelphia and rivers and stuff, and catching rather large fish and showing these people, well, you don't need to drive 400 miles to a lake. Why don't you just catch these fish here? And doing that around through New York and Chicago and places like that. That's Mike Iaconelli, but... Bassmaster Classic. That's another event, Douglas. The biggest event of the year gets started off in, towards the end of February, much like your favorite, the Daytona 500.
The Masters is only 2 months away. I'll be looking forward to that. I will definitely have to say World Golf Championships.
Fair enough. Do you follow the Oscars probably more than I do? I think at least does that.
I just don't see movies much anymore. You know, I couldn't tell you anything about nothing. But hold on. Here's the deal. I have, for informational purposes, and of course we'll be hearing how, you know, there's not a lot of sports movies. I just went to Best Picture. Can you name, seriously, any of the last five Best Pictures? And I'm looking here, and again, I don't go and see a lot of movies. I'll grant you that. But the last Best Picture I've seen out of all these was I have seen Gladiator, which was the Best Picture in 2000. I saw American Beauty, which was the Best Picture in 99. I've seen Titanic, 97. I don't think I've ever sat through all of Braveheart. But you go back, I guess it just depends where you're at. I think most moviegoers are either married people with kids out of the house or they're your younger 20-something, dating, newly married, don't have kids. I think it's on both sides of kids, or, you know, what you're growing up. Anybody in your 20s, basically. So maybe that's, you know, I've seen Unforgiven, I've seen The Silence of the Lambs, Dances with Wolves, Driving Miss Daisy, Rain Man, Platoon. You know, I've seen those movies. I have not seen last year's winner. We got anything to give away today, Derek?
I think we got some UNK basketball tickets.
For tomorrow. Okay. Well, I'm not even going to go there with the tickets yet. Last year's best picture.
Evita?
I know this is a sports talk show, but if we just said we're going to give away $100 if you can answer our next trivia question and not tell people what it was, we could run this line until people got on the computer to figure out what it was. Departed. The Departed last year.
Derek's our moviegoer in the room. You saw a lot more movies lately than either of us. You saw The Departed?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Crash 2 years ago.
Crash was outstanding.
Million Dollar Baby, which was the boxing movie with Clint Eastwood.
Never seen it.
That's one where she ends up in the hospital, and that's a strange.
And then before that, The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Whatever. Chicago, which got rave reviews in 2002, and A Beautiful Mind. In 2001.
See, I've not saw any of those because Will Ferrell's not in any of them.
Oh, man.
That's just the way it goes. But they do make a big deal about it. I have saw a couple of little snippets this week on the news about, you know, making it so the canopies cover where the cars pull up so there any chance of rain, these stars will not get wet on the red carpet and stuff of that.
It is a little pathetic. It is a little pathetic. But you know what? For your Oscar party, Daddy, you may want to tailgate. You may want to grill out. I don't know. You know, people get together for the Oscars. It's just another reason to drink, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Isn't it? Whether you want to grill out, whether you want to drink, they've got the gear you need at Troutman's Quality Meats. Because, Daddy, at Troutman's Quality Meats,
nobody can beat our meat.
That's right. And, of course, they also have a huge selection of seafood for Lent. You don't have to buy a whole box. Each is wrapped either single or double portions for your convenience. They've got Canadian walleye, red snapper.
Oh, very tasty, red snapper.
Salmon, scallops, king crab legs.
Your favorite.
Assortment of shrimp, so much more. New breads, fresh today. New wines coming in almost daily. And if you're looking just for the rest of the weekend or any time, always, always the freshest sausage right out of the smokehouse, andouille, chorizo, boneless hams, ham hocks, dried beef, ham and cheddar franks, all beef wieners, freshest ground beef in town, ground chuck. You'll be able to taste the difference. USDA Choice Age certified Angus beef, well marbled, full of flavor. And it was nice to see that they put a picture of an Angus cow here in the corner. That cow looks a lot happier than he does right now at Troutman's. But anyway, Troutman's, folks, the bottom line is, it's just great. It's across from Bob's Superstore, T-Bone the Big Steer out front greeting you, saying, look where I am. Why don't you enjoy whatever it is, the steaks, the snack sticks, the hamburgers, the all-beef wieners, the huge selection of seafood, the wines, the sausages. It's all at our favorite place, Troutman's Quality Meats.
A grill's best friend. Douglas, you bring up scallops. I'm not sure we've ever told a scallop story of the last time we happened to be in Kansas City when we went to our favorite place in the plaza that we like to eat on occasion and called McCormick and Schmick's. It's a seafood place down in the plaza area. So we go to this place because Douglas, they've got the biggest, thickest scallops.
Doug wants to eat.
No. But you love the scallops. That's one of your favorite meals of the year when we get to Kansas City. Doug loves their scallops. Monster scallops. Much like Troutman scallops. Nonetheless, we go there and we sit down. Well, Doug already knows. The menu is printed every day at McCormick and Schmick's, and it changes with what the fresh stuff that they get in. So we sit down, and Douglas doesn't have to look at the menu because he knows he wants the scallops. So we go around the table, everybody orders. Doug says, well, I'm going to have your scallops. And the lady.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. We do not have scallops tonight. And Doug's, of course, just a little perturbed.
Let's go to McDonald's. Let's go to McDonald's. What are we even doing here?
We waited for scallops.
I don't need $35 meal or whatever it's going to cost me. I can go get a number four, whatever.
But she says, it's a funny story why we don't have scallops.
Oh, yeah, hilarious.
Doug wasn't laughing very hard, but she said, truck came in this morning. Our truck was stolen in Kansas City. They cut off the padlocks. They found the truck 4 hours later, and all the seafood had been removed. So that was the reason they did not have scallops and McCormick and Smix for our friend Doug.
But I did get a good option with the crab legs. Huge, heaping plate full of monstrous king crab legs. Anyway, that was good, which they also... You can pick up at Troutman's. Before we go to break here, Daddy, World Golf Championships. Tiger, a lot easier day yesterday. Phil had the lead early, looked good, and then he gets beat out. This is not his event. And I said, I believe, on the show, that Appleby might give him all that he wanted, or Tim Clark, and it ended up being Appleby. And I thought if Phil could get through yesterday, he could go all the way to the finals. And he did not get through yesterday. Appleby played very well. Tiger played very well. KJ Choi, I still got that going, but... Only 4 or 5 top 10 seeds are left out of the 16 golfers that do remain.
Yeah, 16 golfers, and it's a humbling doing these brackets. As we're down to 16, I believe I've got 4 and you've got 3 three left in the little predictions we did on Wednesday. But who are the 4 that in which I have left?
Oh, I thought you still had Montgomery. Oh, bad miss by you. I told you, Monty Furyk, whoever, is going to go away. You have Tiger, Woody Austin, VJ and Sink. I have Tiger, KJ Choi. Immelman got beaten 26 holes yesterday. I would have been dancing on you again today. And Steve Stricker, I still have alive. And Harrington got beat yesterday by that stupid Sink. That was close on a lot of them. That was close. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jason Boyd is going to join us, talk a little district basketball, and Pete Williams, talk NFL Combine. On this Friday, love to hear from you, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey, guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel. Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Carney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Looking for a Chevy Suburban? Come see this 2003 LS 4x4 for just $13,500. How about a 2004 Jeep Grand Cherokee? 53,000 miles that's sure to please, only $12,900. At Carney Auto, you can rent a car for just $19.95 a day or use your tax refund to buy here and pay here too. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4 or call for details.
Winter blues got you down?
It wasn't my fault, I swear to God!
Do something about it. Head to Cunningham's Journal. Let them warm you up with a happy hour special like Buck 50 Wells and Domestic Long Necks. Maybe even a 225 big-ass beer would do the trick. And now, happy hour's even happier. With extended hours till 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Join Cunningham's Tuesday and Thursday nights for beer and burgers till 8 for $3.50. That's right, burger and long neck for $3.50. That's all this winter at Cunningham's Journal. Happy hour 4 to 8 Monday through Saturday. We'll see you soon.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm is on the road this weekend, skating at Chicago Friday and Saturday. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams wrap up the regular season hosting Colorado Springs Saturday afternoon at 2-4. And the Hastings College men and women wrap up the regular season hosting Nebraska Wesleyan Saturday afternoon at 2-4. The Nebraska men's basketball team will be at 22nd-ranked Texas A&M Saturday afternoon. Tip-off is at 3. The Nebraska women will be at Texas Tech Sunday at 2 o'clock. In wrestling, UNK wraps up the regular season with a pair of duels Friday in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Hastings College will be competing in the NAIA Northern Regional in Blair all day Saturday. And the second-ranked Nebraska wrestling team wraps up the regular season at 7th-ranked Iowa State Sunday afternoon. In baseball, Hastings is at Regis, UNK is playing Wayne State, and Nebraska opens the season this weekend as they travel to Stanford. And that's a Sports Minute.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny skies will continue throughout the afternoon hours with high temperatures in the lower to middle 40s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see clear skies and a low of around 16 with a light south wind on the way to 48 on Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
The best of them all, Best Picture, 1976. The year of the bicentennial, the 49th annual Oscar Awards, the original Rocky, Gonna Fly Now.
Apollo Creed.
No, he's not the one that did this. Maynard Ferguson. Maynard Ferguson. There's a couple of different versions. This is, you know, the more orchestrated version. But when you he plays, I don't know if it's Chuck Mangione, I think it's the flugelhorn, but he has some kind of different horn, I think, that he used here. Anyway, that's one of the sports-related Best Picture movies. Oscars coming up on Sunday night. Jason Boyd coming up in just a minute to talk high school hoops.
Douglas, you have those in front of you. How many sports-related did you go back? Is that the only sports-related? Best
no,
picture.
Million Dollar Baby in 2004. And again, you know, you look, I figure anything that has a majority of a sports theme, hell, Forrest Gump had part of a sports theme, but, you know, that's not what that movie was about. Let's see. I got three of them that we pulled some music down for that you're going to hear during the show. Obviously, Chariots of Fire is going to be a sports-based movie, Rocky sports-based movie, and I even put The Sting in there. Because that had to do with, you know, gambling and sports and all kinds of things around that. So those are the ones I went with. Now, before that, you know, sports wasn't so much a central part of American culture, and so it just wasn't used to make into movies. And I kind of look back here, and obviously I'm not up to date on many of the pictures from the 40s and 50s. I know what they are, but I don't think that they were really revolving around sports. So those would be the three or four best pictures that I say would get that done.
Douglas, we're going to talk a little basketball. Got to see some great basketball last night. Went up and saw Gibbon, a team that vastly, vastly improved, I thought, throughout the year, especially a group of kids coming back from a year ago, I thought played their hearts out. And one of those deals where you had two pretty good ball teams matched up last night. You had one that was just a tad more talent and a tad deeper, and Ravenna able to sustain. And when you make free throws down the stretch, I don't think you see very many Class C and D teams make free throws like Ravenna did down the stretch last night.
One of the assistants turned to me and said, well, we have the right guy shooting them. You know, sometimes that's a key too, but I commented after the broadcast, after we were all out of the gym last night, talking to some guys that had went to another game. And I said, you know what, 10% of the time, maybe 10% of the time, do you get a game like you got last night? And it doesn't matter at what level, guys, gals, maybe not even the sport, but about 10% of the time, you get an outstanding, hard-fought game where there's really no mistakes, the teams do it right, and if you flat out, the better team wins. Now, last night, Ravenna's 21-1, and Gibbon was 14-7, I believe it was. Well, Ravenna was supposed to win the game. You know, that doesn't mean that Gibbon couldn't have won the game. They played very, very well. Ravenna hit a couple of threes as the game progressed, and Gibbon got a couple that couldn't go. I mean, this is a four-point game with 3 minutes to go against the number one team in your class. You know, this is a game where, you know, for Gibbon, Let's face it, if you're a Gibbon fan, you're thinking Monday night, well, 50-50, maybe a 60-40 chance we beat Franklin and even move on. Then you beat Central Catholic. Then the gym's packed because all of a sudden everyone's interested.
Well, somebody asked me last night, was it a 10-point game? And I said, no, real final is probably 55-50, 54-50.
Well, they made their free throws, and Gibbon missed the last couple of shots, and there you go. You know, you make free throws, and you got to hit a bucket just to stay even, and eventually that you got.
How many kids play more than 4 or 5 minutes a game for Ravenna? They have 8 or 9 kids.
Oh yeah, constant rotation.
I mean, it is just you look at the bench, and it's just an influx of players seem to be coming into the game. And you know, didn't really get hot from that three-point arc last night. I don't think, you know, there was never those two or three back-to-back-to-back threes that I'd been hearing about Ravenna throughout the year. They did not have that. Part of that was due to the defense, giving at people flying, getting a hand in people's face and, you know, and slowing people down. But a lot of that had to do with the Reinerson kids. Very, very athletic. And I thought, you know, all around, who's a three-point shooter for a Gibbon? Name escapes me right now. Boy, he gets an open look. The kid knocks him down.
Well, there's two Reinerson boys, and then there's Yaki.
Okay.
Benj, I don't know. What are you looking at? Come on. But the winners advanced on, and we're starting to see these pairings. Here are the teams that have moved along. We have Class C1, Hastings St. Cecilia will be playing Boone Central. Kearney Catholic's going to take on Shadron. That game is in Ogallala, 7 o'clock Central Time Monday on ESPN Radio. In Class C2, Deschler is going to take on Southern. Kearney Catholic High School will host the Ravenna Axtell game, 7 o'clock on Monday night. In Class D1, Kennesaw will battle Exeter Milligan. That game is going to be at Donovan Trumbull High School on Tuesday. Class C is Monday. Class D, A, and B, for the most part, finish up on Tuesday. Palmer plays Humphrey St. Francis. Elwood will play Callaway. That game is at Cozad at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Then you move into D2. Hampton, who knocked off Bruning Davenport last night, will play Fall City Sacred Heart at Norris High School. Pleasanton will play Hitchcock County, and that's at Southern Valley. By the way, Hitchcock County is 20-4 on the season. They beat Wallace last night. Three of Wallace's four losses were to Hitchcock County, I believe is how I saw that. And so Pleasanton and Hitchcock County are going to play at Southern Valley. Just looking at an updated list here, the Boone Central St. Cecilia game on Monday night will be at Aurora at 7 o'clock. We'll be at Aurora 7 o'clock. That should be a great basketball game. The Deschler Southern game will be at Fairbury on Monday night. That game will be at 8 o'clock Central Time at Fairbury. So 8 o'clock for that contest. And I think the Palmer-Humphrey St. Francis game, that's a new addition here. They're going to play at Columbus at 7 o'clock. At Columbus at 7 o'clock. And I believe we've got all the spots filled in for you that you want to know about.
Great basketball. And we got to give a shout-out to our friend Bill from Deschler calls in. And now Bill has made himself known that he's a prophet. Because he said, I said, does Deschler get past Heartland? He said, you bet they can. No doubt about it. 49-46, a great basketball game last night. Heartland now 19-3. Deschler 21-1 for the top of Class C2, along with the Ravenna boys. So, looks to be some great basketball in Class C2 this year as the teams head to the state tournament. Hopefully, Heartland can get into the state tournament still with the wild card.
Well, yeah, they're in. They're in. Now Grand Island Central Catholic is hoping that they can get in as well because Heartland has taken one of their spots. I've pulled down the wild card points. Kearney right now on the boys' side setting in sixth. Grand Island seventh, but Kearney supposedly might move up a spot because they know for a fact they've got some teams that they played in Kansas that are going to move up because they play each other. Class B, you better win your district or else you're not going. Adams Central is the highest, and they are setting in the eight hole right now in Class B. In C1, Shadron is the number one wild card team. That's who Kearney Catholic draws. Hastings St. Cecilia is setting in fourth. Minden is setting in sixth. So Minden is rooting for St. Cecilia to beat Boone Central. And then you got Pierce and Wisner Pilger that are going to be playing. And they are both undefeated. We talked about that earlier in the week, Pierce and Wisner Pilger. But Pierce is going to be playing O'Neill, and Wisner Pilger plays Bennington. I guess that's the other one. Wisner Pilger plays Bennington. So one of the wild cards most likely will be gone there. So St. Cecilia and Minden's rooting for a variety of teams above them, like Pierce and, well, Shadron. In Class C2, Ravenna's the number one spot. Heartland's still holding on to number three. Grand Island Central Catholic is in the five hole, so they're rooting for Ravenna and Ponca to win their games. In Class D1 in the wild card standings.
Douglas, Ponca plays who? Do we have that information? We did not have it last night after the ball game. That was the one game we were missing.
They're going to play Lutheran High Northeast. That should be a Ponca victory. So that's how you look. In D1, Really, Elwood's going to have to win. They're the highest team wildcard point-wise in our area, and they're sitting in the 8-hole in D1. And then you go to D2. Pleasanton has clinched a state berth like Ravenna has in C1. D2, Pleasanton leads the way. You know, Hampton's in the number 3 spot. I guess that might not have been the hugest ever. Bruning Davenport's got a shot to get in on that wild card, sitting where they're at right now. In fact, yeah, they got a good chance. Hitchcock County's ahead of them. If Pleasanton beats Hitchcock County, that'll probably drop them below Bruning and help them even a little bit more. So that's where we're sitting right now. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Pete Williams is going to join us to talk NFL Combine. All that and a little bit more on this Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Would you like to be able to go back to working out or playing with your kids? Getting to family events with no pain in the same weekend? You can now with Salon Pause Medicated Patches. Their medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck at dinner, no more aching back in the morning, lasting relief. You can go out there and be more active with Salon Pause. You can find Salon Pause patches at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
It's Hooters' 25th anniversary.
Happy birthday, Hooters!
Happy 25th! What started out as one little joint in Clearwater, Florida back in 1983 now spans the globe. Every month on the 25th, all year long, we're going to give away $25,000 to some very lucky customers at Hooters. To get all the details, just visit Hooters.com or get yourself down to your local Hooters today. Good luck! Don't spend it all in one place. Unless it's here at Hooters.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
The printed material you present to a client is the face of your business. It's the face of your image and the very face of the way you communicate to the world. Lips Printing Service would like you to meet the face of their business, their sales team. The sales staff at Lips will come to your place of business, providing you personal service to answer your questions and to get the job done right. Lips Printing Service is one of only a few printers where the sales team comes to you on time, done right, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
The Sting. The Sting.
Best picture in what year, Douglas?
Of course, The Sting was the best picture in 1973. You know the interesting thing about The Sting?
No.
The best picture in 72 was The Godfather. The best picture in 74 was The Godfather 2. So The Sting snuck in there at the right time. Great movie.
I switched the cars. I switched the deck, boss. I don't know how he got four jacks to beat your four nines. I don't know how that happened.
That'd be just so classy. That's just so classy. And on the outside, here comes Raging Bullet. Raging Bullet. Run, you... You know, what was your horse? Tuffy? Combo Tuffy?
Combo Tuffy.
Without the Watt Rider? That is so great. Can't wait to get back over to Fauna Park. Maybe this weekend.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, but you're going to get to see...
I got a large weekend. I can go to Fauna one day. I can go to Prairie Hills another day.
Well, you're going to get to see some great weather on Sunday and a great opportunity perhaps to get out to Prairie Hills and check out a membership package that's available for you. And don't forget, March 15th, that is a date for the new member open house, 10 in the morning until 9 at night. Free snacks, half-price drinks. See the new Prairie Hills. Check out the new membership options and opportunities. Come meet the new owners and operators, Kurt, Nick, and Curtis. See the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills. Oh, don't forget, Mondays on the golf simulator, half price, $10 per person for 18 holes. Play virtually any PGA golf course as you get ready for warmer weather. Majors ball tracking and swing speed. Call for a tee time. Voted the best simulator of 07. get to Prairie Hills today, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Check out the new attitude, the new field of Prairie Hills Golf.
I might go see Nick.
That's a good idea.
Maybe Kurt.
Maybe Curtis. Let's
see what Curtis is up to. That's right. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Some Huskers trying to make some news at the NFL Combine. So are a variety of other players. How fast is your 40? How big is your hand? How big is your head? What do you know? What's your name? Where'd you go to school? How high can you jump? How fast can you run the shuttle? It's unbelievable. It's all going on at the NFL Combine. And we are pleased to be joined by Pete Williams, who we've had on the program before, author of The Draft, A Year Inside the NFL Search for Talent. He was an original staff writer for USA Today's Baseball Weekly. He has published numerous books, including the most recent one, Core Performance Golf or Daddy. They got to work a little bit with not only Tom Lehman, but Natalie Golbus. And so that's all that matters. That's really
swing.
Pete Williams joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, guys.
Hey, glad to have you on NFL Combine.
Never mind. How's Natalie Golbus?
You know, I only got to deal with her briefly. She wrote.
Whoa! You dealt with her briefs? What? What are you talking about? What did I miss there?
She is trained with my co-author Mark Verstegen, and so I got to talk to her at the Ginn Open here in Florida, which was I guess about this time last year or in April, and we put together just a short. Article in our book, her talking about using his core performance system and how it's helped her get rid of back pain and play better golf.
I don't think the way I swing, I'll ever get rid of the back pain, Pete. Daddy infatuated. Let's talk a little football, though. The NFL Combine, getting you ready for the NFL draft, and when you followed the Falcons around a couple of years ago, I guess let's start there. How important is it to these teams? Because it sure seems important, the way that they attack these NFL Combines.
Well, it's a piece of the puzzle. Remember, their scouts have been looking at these guys in depth since August and, you know, to some degree, even long before that. But what the Combine does, and I think more than anything these days, it's more a test to see how good their Combine training centers are, because what these guys do, they all drop out of school January 1st and they enroll in a Combine training center in Arizona or Florida for the most part, and they train specifically for the Combine. So if you show up in bad shape or not performing well at these drills, really that's a red flag, because there's no excuse. I mean, everyone knows the drills, no pun intended, and so they know how to prepare for them, and you should perform well at this event.
Pete, talk a little bit about how, over the history of the Combine, if you go back to the early inception of the NFL Combine, there were literally 12 people covering this whole deal. There's Radio Row this year in Indianapolis for the Combine. I believe the Combine's been held in Indianapolis all but 2 years since its inception. Talk a little bit about just the history of this thing and how it's pretty much just progressed.
Yeah, well, I mean, from a media event, yeah, there will be 400 people there, but it kind of stinks. I mean, I've covered a couple of them, and you don't really have access to anything. You have to sit in the press room and wait and have people brought to you. I kind of enjoy the Senior Bowl, which happened a month ago, which is essentially the same event, only, they're actually playing football instead of doing track and field drills, and very little media covers that because it's going on the same time as the NFC and AFC championships games is when it starts. But yeah, I mean, there's no question this whole draft season. I mean, now it's funny, the pro days, which happen next month, where the players go back to their schools they've dropped out of 2 months ago, and they have one last workout in front of NFL scouts. And there, as recently as 2 years ago, if you as a reporter called up a school and said, hey, you know, I'd like to come over and watch this, and you'd have better luck, sitting in the Oval Office and getting some time with the president. Now, just 2 years later, schools are begging ESPN and the NFL Network to come cover their workouts live. They send out press releases to the media saying, hey, you can come watch the pro day at this time. So it's just remarkable. The appetite for all things NFL draft related is just insatiable.
Chatting with Pete Williams here on the Doug and Daddy Show about the NFL Combine going on this weekend. We've talked with some of the guys, whether it's Division One or locally here with one of our Division Two schools, about what they do when they go to these special clinics, and they're always trying to improve their 40 time. They're teaching you how to improve your 40 time. Well, the last I checked, you know, you're not going to be setting up in this same stance when you're playing in the NFL. Kind of just take us through the process, because we see the war rooms on draft day. I don't think that they have 100% stock in what they saw in the Combine.
No. Like I said, it's a very small piece of the puzzle. And they've watched tons of film on these guys. One of the big components for them is the combine interview, specifically for the juniors, because obviously they didn't play in the Senior Bowl. They were later entries into this process. And so, yeah, the teams get to talk to the juniors for the first time at this event. But again, I think the combine, more than anything else, as long as you don't completely botch it and run a very slow time or come in looking out of shape or anything like that, the times don't matter that much. I mean, it is still about football, and I think some teams it may be a tie-breaking procedure. If they have two guys that they've watched film of, they both fit their schemes, all other things equal, then, yeah, they'll go to the stopwatch and say, well, this guy's slightly faster in the 40. But, yeah, it's really just, I'd say, 20% of the process at most. Obviously they're workout warriors. We've seen from Mike Mamula years ago to Matt Jones in recent years. But, you know, for the most part, it's just a part of the process.
One thing I find very, very interesting, Pete, that I learned this week in the USA Today article, an average first rounder in the NFL makes in upwards, and this is average, $10.8 million, where a second rounder makes $1.2 million. I did not realize that gap is so great. And somebody like a Fabian Washington that happened to come from, you know, Nebraska that did happen to run one of those sub-4.4 40s, that boosted him into that elite status in the first round. Interestingly enough, Fabian Washington arrested yesterday on domestic assault, but that's a side story. But it can influence you that much at the combine.
Well, actually, that's not a side story. I mean, there were some character red flags about Fabian Washington coming out of Nebraska as well, and because of that, he might have even gone higher than he did in the 2005 draft. And so it's really remarkable how you talk about the character issue, and it's important now more than ever in light of, think about what we've had since the last year between Pac-Man Jones and Michael Vick and everybody else. That is what teams are really looking for, and it's amazing. You know, my book followed the 2005 draft, and when I focused on this character issue, guys that have character problems in college inevitably have character problems in the pros. You look at the 05 draft, Pac-Man Jones, Maurice Claret, Odell Thurman, Chris Henry, on down the line, guys that have had character problems in college inevitably, once they have even more free time and even more money and think of themselves as even bigger stars in the NFL, well, it's not surprising they have issues once they get to the professional ranks.
Pete, are there any teams that just flat out won't draft a guy with a character issue? I mean, that they come right out and say, we are not drafting Randy Moss, we are not drafting Pac-Man Jones. We see it from time to time in the draft, say, you know, that's why they slip a little far. Are there a couple teams out there that just flat out say, I don't care if we should pick you number one, we're not going to?
Well, you know, the Falcons, and I know the Michael Vick situation, you're thinking, come on, I mean, does this team really care about character? And yes, they do. And in following the process with them, yes, they will eliminate people just like that. And it goes back to the late 90s when Rich McKay, now the president of the Falcons, was the general manager here in Tampa Bay, where I am. And that whole group there with Rich McKay and Tony Dungy, and they had about four future head coaches with Herm Edwards and Rod Marinelli and Lovie Smith and Mike Tomlin on that staff, and of course Jerry Angelo, who now runs the Bears, Tim Ruskell, who now runs the Seahawks. And yes, if you look at that family tree, that group, for the most part, will eliminate guys based on character. The Patriots do a lot of that as well. And so even when they bring a guy like Randy Moss in via free agency, they're thinking, okay, we're going to play a little risk and reward here. He better be a phenomenally talented guy if we're going to put up with some of the shenanigans.
Pete, give us three out of the 32 teams that you think are superior in evaluating talent in the NFL.
Well, I think you look at the guys in the Super Bowl this year. You know, scouts will tell you it takes 3 years to evaluate a draft. And if you look at the 2005 draft, the Patriots drafted 32nd that year because they had won the Super Bowl that year too, and they got four starters. Their first four picks from that draft are now starting, and to me that's phenomenal. I don't think there's another team from the 05 draft that can say that. And remember, too, this isn't a team that was desperate for players. They drafted very well. And the New York Giants, they didn't even have a first-round pick that year, but they got Justin Tuck, they got Brandon Jacobs, and they got somebody else whose name escapes me who's also starting for them. So they did a phenomenal job. The Eagles have a very good track record. They always seem to do very well. And what it is, if you have a lot of continuity with your general manager and your head coach, and those teams do, I mean, obviously Ernie, of course, he's recently retired, but, you know, the Giants and the Patriots and the Eagles have had a lot of continuity there. And for the most part, they haven't had a really bad season, which is, you know, which inevitably causes you to fire your coach and then go through a lot of scheme changes and everything else. When you can have that continuity, then you're going to be successful. But, of course, you have to be successful to have that continuity. So it's the chicken or the egg going on there.
Well, Pete, we always appreciate catching up with you, and we'll keep reading the books. They're all over the place with a variety of sports, and I think that's what makes it exciting and probably exciting to work as well.
Pete, what is your favorite sport?
You know, I've done a lot of baseball, a lot of football. I'm still partial to college football. I still think that's the best storylines. It's the most fun to watch. The pomp and pageantry and everything else you have. I don't think anything else really matches that. I think college basketball used to come close, but it's not what it used to be. But college football still lives up to it.
Attaboy. We agree. Pete, hey, thanks so much, and hopefully we can catch up with you again in the near future, maybe draft time.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
Take care. Pete Williams, author on a variety of things. Check out his current book, Core Performance Golf, The Draft, A Year Inside the NFL Search for Talent. You can check it out. Go to PeteWilliams.com and find out a whole bunch of things about the variety of books that they have put out. Sports memorabilia, used to write for USA Today, all kinds of things, sports, business, fitness. They kind of tie it all together. Pete Williams joins on the Doug and Daddy Show. We have tracked down Coach Jason Boyd. He is next after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
It's Colin Cowherd. You know, in business, you and I both hate wasting time or money. Driving to the post office, waiting in line, gee, waste of time. Leasing a postage meter? Ugh, way too expensive. I've got a perfect solution. Stamps.com. At Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware required. Simply sign up at Stamps.com. Within minutes, you can print all your postage. Postcards, letters, packages. It's so convenient. It's like having a post office right in your office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to anybody who will listen. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. No risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial. No risk and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone, top of the homepage. Type in the name Colin. That's Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
For more exciting high school postseason action, keep it right here this weekend. On Friday, it's girls district basketball championship action. On ESPN Radio, Kearney High takes on Grand Island at Hastings Senior High. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. On 1230 KHAS, Kennesaw takes on Lawrence Nelson at 7. And on Power 99 FM, Ravenna takes on unbeaten Cambridge at 7. Ravenna Cambridge on Power 99, Kennesaw Lawrence Nelson on KHAS, Kearney Grand Island on ESPN Radio.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunny skies will continue throughout the afternoon hours with high temperatures in the lower to middle 40s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see clear skies and a low of around 16 with a light south wind on the way to 48 on Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Daddy, off the couch, approaches the back door, swings open the garage, looks at his front yard, and turns back in, and sprints, as only Daddy can, towards the phone to call Matt and the gang at Curbit.net.
You can call 237-4805 and you can get to your computer and check them out at Curbit.net.
And then around the corner, here comes the Curbit gang with all of their landscaping, their lawnmowers, their trimmers, their hedges, their rocks.
You want the best in town. Guys. You want Curb and Ink. Matt and his guys will give you your landscaping a unique look with several different applications to choose from. Flower beds, tree edging, pathways, walkways, playgrounds, sandboxes, water runoff control and drainage. Border applications from Curb It are more economical than traditional lawn edging. It comes in multiple colors and designs and reduces edgings and trimmings by 75%. Set your appointment today with Matt or stop by and see him March 28th and 29th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Curb It Inc. 237-4805 or check him out on the internet, www.curbit.net.
Glad to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show, where tonight, as you heard during the break there, plenty of girls district basketball going on, and a team daddy that is 19-1 in its last 18-1 in its last 19 games, the Kearney Lady Bearcats, looking to make a state tournament appearance under Coach Jason Boyd, and Coach Boyd joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Now, I know we're a little late catching up with you. Is there any truth to the rumor that you were actually taping Grand Island's practices to watch this morning?
No, I'm just, no. That's college, Jack. That's NFL only. We don't do that at this level.
Well, what you're doing is winning, and you've been doing it very well over the last, the whole darn season, I guess we should say. Is there any intrepidation here that these girls haven't been to this point before as you get ready for tonight's district final?
I think more than anything, you know, you have a season like this, you come into, you know, a district final or whatever, and you know your season could be ending, and it's more nervous. I think you have a lot of nervous anticipation just because, you know, you don't want to end on a bad note when you've had such a good season like we've had this year.
Jason, right now, do you feel you're playing the best basketball this season?
I think at times we are. You know, it just seems like we've been playing a lot of teams where in a row here where we feel like we are a little bit better than. And you know, at times it's just easy to play to the level, and at times, you know, we really put it together and have had some really nice halves, you know, where we, you know, like Lincoln Southwest, three quarters, we played unbelievable basketball. And you know, there's been some games where we really are kind of getting there and kind of think we're improving a little bit, but at the same time too, you know, we've been sitting there looking at our schedule going, man, we want a challenge, and we've been getting some, and I know tonight definitely will be one of those games that will be a challenge for us.
Jason, let's look back at the first two meetings with Grand Island. You're able to take care of them a little easier the first time around, although the second time around was at the Heartland Event Center and kind of a different venue and some other things going on around that. But Grand Island gave you a little bit more of a battle the second time around. Talk about those two games and what you've learned from those two as you get ready for tonight.
Yeah, the first time we played, I thought we both played really well. Both teams played well. Second time was, you know, kind of slow game, and I don't think either of us played real well that game. You know, we were up by 10 or so most of that game, and then kind of at the end, all of a sudden, we're down, or we're up only three, shooting free throws with 11 seconds left, and that was about the first time in the game I thought we might lose this game. You know, I think they definitely, you know, started trying to pound it inside on us a little bit. They've got, you know, Stacia Robertson, their post player, is one of the better post players in the state for a sophomore, for sure. And then they also bring a post off the bench who's definitely tough as well. Soft hands, nice touch inside. And they try to go big on us a little bit, you know, so we're trying to figure out ways to not let that happen and not let them hurt us inside.
Jason, Doug alluded to a little bit about having not been to this point with this basketball program, first district win since 1997. Talk about the confidence this team got from playing a number one team at home like Southeast for 28 of the 32 minutes. Jason, you guys play them dead even or beat them. It was the other 4 minutes that things just kind of, it's a 10-0 run and it's over.
Yeah, I think we talked a lot about it. I think, you know, it proved a lot to us, but you know, at halftime of that game, I said, you know, we can play with these guys. We know it, and I think we've known it. And I said, you know, it's you know, that game was more about everybody outside of Kearney girls basketball, because I think we had a lot of skeptics. You know, you guys even played devil's advocate with us every once in a while and that sort of thing. And you know, I think we wanted to get, you know, to the point where, you know, people think Kearney High girls basketball is, you know, they're going to have a tough game every time we show up to play. And you know, it takes a while to build that. We understand that. And, you know, it hasn't been that way for a while. And we hope that'll change now.
Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach of the 20-3 Kearney Lady Cats. They take on Grand Island tonight here on ESPN Radio for the district title. Have an email here for you, Jason, from Kelly in Grand Island. She wants to know how you guys are sitting in the wild card points.
Kelly in Grand Island. Is that Kelly Jeffries, or what is that? Wild card points right now, we're about, we're fourth right now. And I know a game ahead of us has already got completed. Millard West already won their district, and then there's Southeast, Millard North sitting ahead of us to play their district finals tonight. So, you know, both teams will be favored, but I know for sure Millard North will have a tough game tonight. And so, you know, there's nothing, you never know. I mean, I have to call all three Hayes schools tonight after our game, and then call the NSAA because all three of them could jump a level with a win. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy how the points can really change, you know, this late in the year with your out-of-state teams and that sort of thing. So, you know, we're definitely going to try to win this game and think that's our only option to make it to state right now.
Well, Jason, we sure appreciate you giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we hope that we can talk to you again next week as you guys get ready for state.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jason. Jason Boyd, head coach of the Bearcats. Have a little fun with him there. We didn't really get an email, by the way, just in case, you know, just in case somebody's scratching their head out there. But Islanders and Cats tonight, 7 o'clock, ESPN Radio.
20-3. You know, I think a lot of people shook their head when that came out, that the first district win since 1997. 10 years.
That's the last time they went to state. Their last state tournament win, 94. And the most success before that, 89, where they were the state runner-up. Scary.
I wonder if Jason Boyd knew that when he came back from Las Vegas, you know, to take over.
It doesn't matter. 20-3.
That great season. Super season.
You know what this, one of the things that this proves, what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago? When Coach Pocock was getting things turned around? I mean, let's face it. 2, 3, 4 wins in a season? And you're thinking, good Lord, can we ever dig out of this? Well, here you are. You're 20-3. It can happen at your school. Don't think it can happen at your school, but don't think that it's, well, we got to hire a new coach to get it done, too. You get the kids working, and you get them going, and you get them playing together, and they don't have to play 75 games during the summer or, you know, go to every basketball tournament there is in the fourth grade. But you can put a team together, and you can be successful.
Well, it doesn't hurt to have a couple ARP girls and Maher. And
we do have a pair of tickets for tomorrow's UNK afternoon season finale against Colorado Springs. Derek says he just wants to give them away. He just wants to give them away.
1-888-455-3776. Doug, we got an email here. Haven't heard either one of you break down the Bassmaster Classic yet. Just wanted to get your pick. Well, Fast Willie, if you would listen to the start of the show, that's...
Get your ass out of bed before noon, maybe you'd figure it out.
Unbelievable. I said Kevin Van Dam.
Indiana poised to announce Sampson's fate. Kelvin Sampson appears to be out this afternoon, according to every report. Press conference scheduled for, I believe it's 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, I think,
Nighty-night, Kelvin.
I think yesterday morning...
Have fun at Cleveland State.
Fox News reporter, Fox Sports was... Had several sources yesterday morning saying he was fired, terminated, would be cleaning out his office yesterday afternoon, and then they got to wait till this afternoon to announce that for some reason. But he is gone. And where will he surface now, Doug?
Yeah, he'll be a television analyst. Huskers, this weekend, baseball season opens. What's their record Monday morning?
Oh, gosh, I want it to be 3-1. You know what? I think 2-2 coming back from Stanford would be, I think, a successful weekend.
What's it going to be?
2-2.
All right. Best of luck. Who's our winner today, Derek?
Keith from Kearney's got himself a pair of tickets to go see some UNK basketball.
UNK, Hastings College both have their regular season finales at home tomorrow. Women at 2, men at 4. Husker men are at Texas A&M tomorrow afternoon. The women, coming off a nice win last night, will be at Texas Tech for a tough game on Saturday. And so best of luck best of luck to those squads. Tri-City Storm on the road, Chicago tonight and tomorrow. Let's see if we can get a win streak put together. Plenty of district basketball tomorrow. Kearney High boys get going against Columbus here on ESPN Radio. A and B gets being played starting tomorrow. So best of luck to the teams. Thanks to Jason Boyd, head basketball coach for the Kearney High girls, Pete Williams, to talk about the NFL Combine.
Yeah, Kearney Orney squad riding the ship. Kelsey Griffin, 26. Daniel Page, 20. We look forward to wrapping up the weekend in sports on Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 to our friends in Hastings. We'll see you then.
been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Great.